With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A lot of snow, rain, and cold weather awaits travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend with winter storm warnings across the northern part of the country.
Residents are clearing off snow and the plows are busy in Lowville, a village in northern New York. WWNY reports that Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli has issued a travel advisory due to the poor road conditions and blowing snow. Winter weather awaits many travelers in the northern U.S. this Thanksgiving weekend. The National Weather Service has extended storm warnings and advisories from New York to Montana. Forecasters warn that squalls could produce whiteout conditions. Iowa and Illinois are expected to get the brunt of it, from 6 inches to a foot of snow by Saturday night. I'm Jennifer King.
Two tankers were struck and caught fire in the Black Sea yesterday, prompting rescue operations.
Turkish authorities say two tankers caught fire in the Black Sea after being struck. Crew members on both vessels are safe. The Open Sanctions database describes the vessels as part of a shadow fleet used to evade sanctions on Russia. Turkey's Directorate General of Maritime Affairs says the first tanker caught fire about 28 miles off Turkey's coast. The second tanker was struck 35 nautical miles off the coast. Rescue teams have been dispatched and all crew members have been evacuated safely. Authorities are investigating the cause of the fires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies in a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed seven buildings. The death toll risen to at least 128, with many still unaccounted for. Indonesian authorities say the death toll from floods and landslides on Sumatra Island has risen to 248, and the death toll from flooding in southern Thailand has reached at least 145. More than 3.6 million people have been affected across 12 provinces. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky announcing the resignation of his powerful chief of staff, Andrei Yermak. This is SRN News. What do you really believe about the afterlife?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of self-described Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. 12% believe they will experience, quote, eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. One-third of people who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can achieve heaven by doing good works. Michael Harrington reporting.
West Virginia officials have suspended a school vaccination mandate after a judge ruled that parents can cite religious beliefs to opt out of vaccines required for their children to attend classes. In issuing a permanent injunction, Raleigh County Circuit Judge Michael Probert stated that children of families who object to the state's compulsory vaccination law on religious grounds will be allowed to attend school and participate in extracurricular sports. This is SRN News. Santa Fe, New Mexico, is the first city in the United States to directly link wages to housing affordability. We get more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
As rising rents and housing prices have squeezed households nationwide, cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.